All right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once again to the Ramadan Rapid Fire Quiz. Today is day 15, subhanAllah. It is the 10th of June 2017. We have our three contestants on the line, and we'd like to welcome inshallah al-Aziz. And our first contestant is anonymous caller, sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to your band. Jazakallah for contesting. And yes, with me in the studios also to remind you is Hafiz Ismail. Normally he engineers for the program. Today he's off. It is his day off today. But inshallah we're going to be talking to you. My brother Hafiz Ismail, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Alhamdulillah,
Hafiz Ismail, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, what's your dua?
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, jazakallah. What's happening, my brother? Your pyjamas are on, your caps are on, your gloves are on. You come into bed very early today, Hafiz?
Ji. Very early today.
Very early. What about Taraweeh namaz?
We read you, inshallah.
Okay, mashallah. Then inshallah doesn't sound very confident. Anyway, brothers and sisters, we have three contestants. Sister from, let's see where she's calling from. Where are you calling from?
From Port Elizabeth.
Oh, you're calling from Port Elizabeth. What's the latest on this, sister? We heard earlier there's reports of the fires coming now towards that area. What's the latest there, Ben? How's the winds? How's the conditions there?
Very windy, man, and the fire's coming very close. Make dua.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make it easy, inshallah. And as we talk in dear listeners, we humbly ask of everybody to make special du'as to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we spoke about it earlier, a few minutes ago, that conditions are bad out there. High fire danger along the garden road, and plus extreme conditions across parts of South Africa. Allah make it easy, inshallah, sister. Alright, Ben, you're contesting and the fires are blazing out not very, very far from you. We must say, Hafiz, she's got guts, huh? Okay. Sister, first time you're contesting?
Yes.
MashaAllah, all the luck, okay? Alright, okay, here goes your contest, here goes your question, Zafar. The only Khalifa from whom Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi accepted a gift was 1. Al-Mansur, 2. Al-Rashid, 3. None of the above.
None of the above.
How do you spell the word procrastinate?
P-R-O-C-R-A-S.
P-I-N-A-T-E. How many people will lose their lives in the last major battle between before Qiyamah? Before Qiyamah. 1. 20 out of every 100. 2. 50 out of every 100. Or 3. 99 out of every 100. 1, 2, or 3. Alright. Honesty is what?
Sorry?
The proverb. Honesty is what?
Honesty is the best policy.
MashaAllah. Which of the following 3 surahs were revealed after Hijrat? 1. Surah Buruj. 3. At-Tariq. Or 4. None.
Nine.
What is the capital of Belgium?
Brussels.
Why did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi flee to Makkah Mukarramah in 130 after Hijrah? 1. To avoid appointment as the judge. 2. To avoid appointment as the governor of Iraq. Or 3. To avoid appointment as the Grand Mufti.
Number 1.
Right, but anyway, the congruence of states, not number one, the answer there is number 2. But mashallah, I think there's a first time ever we had a participant getting so many right. Sister, we're going to tell you how many got right in a bit or two, okay?
Exactly.
Let's keep the contest interesting. Don't, you know, otherwise the other contestant's going to feel very, very down.
Okay.
Jazakallah, pa. We'll talk to you soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, Hafiz Ismail, my brother, you can tell us, honesty is what?
Bad politics.
You just heard something that sounds like bad politics, my brother. Honesty is just a new one, brothers. Yeah, we've got to write this down in the new Hansmeyer dictionary. Honesty is bad politics. I don't know where you got that one from. Honesty is the best policy, brother Ismail. Honesty is the best policy.
Best policy, man.
Not bad politics. You heard bad politics. Anyway, it's not honesty is the best policy, Hafiz Ismail. Okay, my brother, I'm going to ask you one question. Can you spell the word procrastinate for us? The motto of this program is we are learning, nothing to be shy about. Don't peep, my brother, don't smile. Get to the answer. If you want a sip of dragon juice that you drink, you can have a sip, but spell for us procrastinate.
Mana, I think the Appa spelled it correctly.
You think the Appa spelled it correctly? Okay, my brother, we'll leave it as that, okay? Hafiz Ismail, mashallah, always smiling. Allah keep him smiling for always. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala remove all these difficulties, inshallah. Allah give him barakat, inshallah. Ameen. Alright, the only Khalifa from whom Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi accepted the gift was, the questions were 1 Al-Mansur, 2 Al-Rashid, or 3 none of the above. The answer there is none of the above. Imam Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam A'zam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, never accepted gifts from any of the Khulafa, understand. How do you spell the word procrastinate? P-R-O-C-R-A-S-T-I-N-A-T-E. How many people will lose their lives in the last major battle before Qiyamah? 120 out of every 100, 250 out of every 100, or 3, 99 out of every 100, and the answer is 99 out of every 100. The proverb, honesty is not like what my friend, Brother Ismail Khan says, honesty is bad politics. I don't know where he pulled that one out from. Yeah, it's taking long for me to even digest that. Honesty is not bad politics. Honesty is the best policy. You should have become a politician, my brother. Which of the following three surahs were revealed after Hijrah? 1 Al-Buruj, 2 At-Tariq, or 4, sorry, 3, none. It is 3, none, mashallah. The capital of Belgium, Francistown. Brother Ismail?
Francistown.
Now, my brother. Francistown is out in Botswana. Capital of Belgium is Brussels. Why did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi flee to Makkah Mukarramah in 130 after Hijrah? The answer there is to avoid appointment as the governor of Iraq. Mashallah, well done to the sister from Port Elizabeth. Alright, contestant number 2. We have contestant number 2, brother Ridwan on the line. Ridwan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam.
How's it, Ridwan?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Where are you calling from, Ridwan?
I'm Port Elizabeth.
Oh, you're also from Port Elizabeth. MashaAllah, we have 2 contestants from Port Elizabeth. And let's see how Brother Ridwan fares. Okay, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Like the sister was saying, it's quite chilly out there in Port Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's quite chilly.
It's quite chilly, eh? Yeah, but it's nice to swim in these conditions, my brother. Go to the beach, we give you $1,000 free. Okay. 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer the questions. Brother Hafiz Ismail, concentrate. We're going to ask you also, my brother. You get some right, we'll buy you a burger. Okay, here goes your questions. According to some riwayat, the narrations, the color of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi's topi was 1, black, 2, green, 3, red.
Green.
How do you spell the word proclamation? Proclamation.
P-R-O-C-L-A-I-M. Okay, can you repeat this?
In the light of a hadith, Constantinople will be attacked before Qiyamah by an army of Banu Ishaq comprising 150,000, 270,000, 300,000.
2.
Complete the following proverb, once bitten.
Twice shy.
Who is the guardian appointed over every soul? 1. Jibreel alayhi salam, 2. Mikael, 3. None of the above.
None of the above.
What is the capital of Norway?
Next one.
Who reprimanded Ibn Hubayra in his dream for imprisoning and whipping Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi? 1. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 2. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 3. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my brother. What is the answer?
The third.
What was the third one, my friend?
Hazrat Ali.
Okay, no, it's not Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. The answer there is our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded Ibn Hubayra in his dream for imprisoning and whooping the great Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Ridwan, my brother, you have, I think like last week when you called in, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 incorrect and 3 right.
Jazakallah.
Okay, my brother Ridwan, jazakallah, take care, my brother, okay?
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother from Port Elizabeth. Ismail, you've been to Port Elizabeth?
No, man.
Oh, it's a lovely place, my brother. You've got lovely, lovely beaches there, nice fishing as well. You know, from there, the entire garden road, you know, you feel like you're out of this world, subhanAllah. But what is happening now at this point in time is that there's quite a bit of, you know, fire danger conditions out there, and quite a bit of the garden road has also been burnt. We have our third contestant, and our third contestant is sister Shafika Anonymous. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Anonymous caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, I think we dropped the last call. Inshallah, we're going to go back to the answers of the first one. Now we've been through the answers and the questions of the first one as well. And the first sister's got many, many right, Hafizah. She done very, very well. Second contestant from Port Elizabeth, Brother Ridwan, getting three right. A reminder, inshallah, tonight, listeners, after the Isha Salah, at approximately 10 past 9, we're going to be having the finals of the second week of the month of Ramadan. And we have quite a bit of contestants, approximately 7 contestants. And mashallah, we're going to be seeing who is the winner for tonight, inshallah. Whoever wins tonight after the Isha Salah, inshallah, after Tarawih Namaz, automatically qualifies for the finals taking place the night before Eid. So, mashallah, to all the contestants, Brother Junaid, Anonymous, Muhammad from Johannesburg. We have 2-3 sisters as well. So we're going to be calling them, inshallah, after 9 o'clock tonight. Line number 3, we have contestant number 3. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, Appa.
Wa alaikum salam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, Jazakallah. What happened there, Appa? We thought you ran away.
I think the lines were disconnected.
All right, okay, the lines got disconnected. Apologies for that. Appa, for record's sake, may we ask you, where are you calling from?
From Cape Town.
Oh, mashallah, subhanAllah. You're calling from Cape Town. Today we had all Eastern Cape as well as Cape Town. Central Cape Town, Appa?
Central.
Mashallah. What's the conditions there like? How is it still quite cold up there? How's the fires? How's the storm? Tell us more about the damage out there, Appa.
The past few days, after the storm, is raining and it's a bit cold.
It's quite cold out there, eh? Allah make a wahi father, inshallah. Ameen. All right, sister, you got 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer, okay? All right, caller from Cape Town, mashallah, central Cape Town, Hafiz Ismail Khan. Cape Town is mother city, the place to be. Let's go migrate there, my brother. Swim and catch fish the whole day. Gee, here goes your questions, Appa. After being whooped in prison, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said that so-and-so's anxiety over my being whooped caused me more pain than the actual whooping. Who is this person? 1, his wife. 2, his mother. 3, his daughter.
His mother.
How do you spell the word necessity?
N-E-C-C-L-E-S-S-I-T-Y.
Before Qiyamah, a certain city will be conquered by mere shouts of 1 takbir, 2 tasbih, or 3 tahleel.
Takbir.
Complete the following proverb. Prevention is what?
Huh?
How is the sky described in Surah Al-Tariq? 1, the source of rain. 2, extremely vast. 3, without pillars.
1.
Capital of Belgium, what is it?
Brussels.
Prior to the major battle that is among the signs of Qiyamah, the Muslims will sign a truce with 1 Romans, 2 Persians, 3 Turks.
3.
Right, just in time before the gong goes up, you have, let's count the answers, 1, 2, 3, 4 right, 4 right. MashaAllah, Appa, not good enough, Appa, not good enough. But sister, you've done very, very well, I must say. 4 out of 7, very good, MashaAllah. Okay, Ben. Jazakum Allah, take care. You can always call us back again, inshallah, for requests. Request for du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, we had a question earlier. According to some riwayat, listeners, let's go through the answers of question contestant number 2. According to some narrations, the color of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi's topi was 1 black, 2 green, 3 red. The answer there is 1 black, Hafiz Ismail, black, white, whatever it is. But your topi, my brother, is like purple and turquoise and green, all mixed together. I don't know where you got this topi from. Proclamation, P-R-O-C-L-M-A-T-I-O-N. Once bitten, once bitten, Hafiz Ismail, my brother, my friend, once bitten, what happens? Complete the proverb, once bitten, gone to the grave, what happens?
Once bitten, twice shy.
Once bitten, twice shy. Shake my hand, my brother, shake my hand, mashallah, good boy. Once bitten, twice shy. I thought you were going to say, once bitten, gone to the grave. Who is the guardian appointed over every soul? 1, Jibreel alayhi salam, 2, Mikael alayhi salam, or 3, none of the above. The answer is none of the above, Brother Ismail. It is either the recording angels or the angels who protect man from the jinnat, okay? The capital of Norway. Norway, Brother Ismail, my friend, Ali Shaib is not here. What is, you can help us, we are learning. What is the capital of Norway?
I forgot now, man, I remember it.
All right, you remember that it's not good enough, my brother. It's Oslo. The answer there is Oslo. And let's go to the third contestant, mashallah. After being whooped in prison, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said that so-and-so's anxiety over my being whooped caused me more pain than the actual whooping. Who is this person? It is his beloved mother, subhanallah, rahmatullahi alayha. That is Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi's mother. It wasn't his wife. yeah, today's times, our wives won't even care, Hafiz Ismail. Whatever happens to us, it's our problem. All right, you're smiling. Spell this word necessity. Necessity, Hafiz Ismail. It's necessary that you spell the word necessity in a correct way. Go ahead, my friend.
Again, the Appa spelled it correctly.
Again, the Appa spelled it correctly. No, she spelled it incorrectly. It's N-E-C. You better stop drinking the dragon. N-E-C-E-S-S-I-T-Y. That is necessity. The Appa spelled it as double C. It's only one C. Before Qiyamah, a certain city will be conquered by mere shouts of one takbir, two tasbih, three tahleel. The answer there is takbir. And prevention is what? Prevention is?
Better than cure.
MashaAllah, my friend Ismail, the proverb, prevention is better than cure. Shake my hand, my friend. Thank you. Prevention is better than cure. That is a problem. How is the sky described in Surah Al-Tariq? Was-sama'i wa-tariq. How is the sky described by Allah in the Surah Al-Quran Kareem? One, the source of rain. Two, extremely vast. Or three, without pillars. The answer there is a source of rain. What is the capital of Belgium? The answer there is Brussels. And prior to the major battle that is among the signs of Qiyamah, the Muslims will sign a truce with one, the Romans, two, Persians, or three, the Turks. The answer there is the Romans. MashaAllah. So we have our three contestants, MashaAllah, and we are pleased to announce, Havisab, who do you think is the winner for today's quiz? One, two, or three?
Number one
is the winner, MashaAllah, from Port Elizabeth, anonymous sister, MashaAllah. She had, I think, first time in the quiz we ever had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 7. 6, right, MashaAllah. I think we had 1 2 weeks ago that had 6. We had a few 5s, but I don't think we had a 6. MashaAllah, sister from Port Elizabeth getting 6 right, and she qualifies for the finals, inshaAllah. And sister, are you there? Contestant number one, are you there, sister? Alright, anyway, mashallah, congratulations to her. And she wins 1,000 rands, Radio Islam International, courtesy of Radio Islam International. My friend Ridwan from Port Elizabeth, also second caller from PE, mashallah, he done well again today, but not good enough. Ridwan got 3 questions right. And our anonymous sister from Cape Town, Central Cape, she got 4 right, not good enough. Because of her sister, mashallah, she had 6 right. Congratulations to everybody, inshallah. Remember, dear listeners, after the Tarawih Salah, after 9 o'clock, rather, we're going to be having the finals of the week number 2, inshallah. And whoever qualifies tonight, remember, all are winners, but whoever qualifies tonight, you know, qualifies for the grand finale taking place on the night before Eid. Also, inshallah, another reminder, Brother Hafiz Ismail, tomorrow between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock, we're going to be having our pledge line, dear listeners. We humbly asking you to contribute for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about the need to upgrade the central 6-7 studios of Radio Islam International. You know, there's quite a bit of expenses. And inshallah, we're trying to raise, you know, approximately like Maulana Haider Saab said 2 weeks ago, approximately 1.8 million rands. So, dear listeners, inshallah, tomorrow morning, we're humbly asking you, you know, to pledge your support to Radio Islam International. Call in on 8-8-5-4-15-48. The numbers will be given tomorrow morning. And pour your hearts out. Allah give you barakat, inshallah. May Allah be happy with you. And Allah remove all our calamities and all our anxieties, worries and sorrows. Ameen. All right, 26 minutes past 6 o'clock. Coming up next, inshallah, we have a documentary prepared by the news team. Very interesting. Don't go away. الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر رسلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته فأقر رسلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته الله
القمر بإشارته شهدي.